Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Best practices in AI development? Yeah, about that. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. It's been about 8 months since Elon Musk, Steve Wozniak, and other prominent names in tech signed an open letter released by the Future of Life Institute calling for a temporary pause on AI development. The gist was that the risks of advanced AI are too great, that we don't understand them enough to keep tinkering with the technology without proper policies in place. While that pause did not happen, there has been some movement on the policy front, most notably President Biden's executive order earlier this week to establish standards around the safety and security of AI. But for some researchers, the core concerns that led to the AI pause letter still exist, and there's not much agreement on how to address them. It's an issue that Jonas Schutt, a research fellow at the Center for the Governance of AI, hopes a recent paper he co-authored can help solve.
Many people worry that the next generation of these frontier AI models might have certain dangerous capabilities. But then the question is, what should developers like OpenAI do if they realize that the model they're developing might actually be really, really dangerous? And so the obvious response then is they should stop the development process, not release the model until they know exactly what's going on and have made it safe and can now demonstrate that it is actually sufficiently safe to use. But even that might not be enough because other developers might continue to develop and release their models, which might be very similar and have very similar capabilities. They should probably also stop. And that's essentially what the paper is about. So how can we make sure that whenever a model with dangerous capabilities is discovered, all frontier developers temporarily pause?
It seems like for the AI companies that pausing development like that would be at odds with their business model.
That's certainly right to some extent. I mean, you might argue that a model with these dangerous capabilities is just not a good product. But you're ultimately right. I'm like not particularly excited about scenarios where all this is purely voluntary. At some point, you probably want some requirements to do that and some government enforcement of these requirements. An intermediate way might be something like these model evaluations could be done by an external auditor. And kind of this pausing mechanism could be built into the contractual relationship between the auditor and the developer. And so the hope would be if different developers kind of work with the same auditor to kind of essentially set up such a regime.
And how is your proposal different from the AI pause letter that was put out by the Future of Life Institute? Made a lot of headlines back in March.
So one is our proposal is much more concrete. So you would have to run specific tests and only if you fail these tests, you'd have to pause. And also the length of the pause wouldn't be arbitrary. In the Future of Life proposal, it was 6 months. And then another difference is, I think our proposal might result in many pauses, you know, as more dangerous systems are identified. And FLI, they only pushed for this single 6 month moratorium. Overall, I think their proposal is not particularly realistic. And I think we're proposing a somewhat more realistic alternative. And yeah, I'm also not 100% convinced that their proposal is actually that desirable.
We'll be right back with more on how an AI pause would actually work. Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Jonas Schutt, Research Fellow at the Center for the Governance of AI. I want to make sure we're not glossing over the potential danger that you're flagging in your paper. If I am an AI developer, how would you propose I identify dangerous capabilities in my models?
Most of them, or like at least some of them, are already doing that. This kind of risk identification or like assessment method, which we call model evaluation, is now increasingly popular. The way that these kind of model evaluations work is you essentially try to make the model do a certain dangerous thing. So if you might be concerned that the model is able to create copies of itself and acquire resources, then you might break down this kind of slightly worrying capability into kind of tasks. And this might include stuff like, can the model create a Bitcoin wallet or solve a capture or stuff like that? And then you essentially test for these things and see how well they do on each of these tasks. And then, of course, this is like a somewhat subjective test at the end of the day. But this is roughly how these types of evaluations work.
Where does that lead? Let's say a model is able to create a Bitcoin wallet. Then what? What's the worst case scenario?
The worry with this particular capability, which is creating copies of itself and acquiring resources, is if you have kind of this autonomous agent that can do this, it tries to make the developers some money, it essentially spreads over the internet like a virus, then it might become extremely costly to shut it down, and at some point it might essentially be impossible to shut it down. And so it might be, it might be very annoying to have all these like agents being annoying on the internet. But if these agents would have harmful goals, like committing cyber crimes, then this might actually lead to a bunch of harm.
And one criticism that we hear a lot about those who are advocating for a pause or a slowdown is that, you guys are overplaying the capabilities of large language models as they exist today. What do you say to that argument?
That's a very good question. And the point that we are trying to make is only pause if you have evidence that the models are actually dangerous. We are actually not advocating for this kind of general pause. We think we are just highly uncertain like how dangerous these models will actually be. It's possible that all these concerns are justified and that the next generation of model is actually really, really dangerous, but they may also not be. And in that case, you would not have to pause. The point is, given our uncertainty, we should at least test and collect evidence such that we are in a position to do something about it if they turn out to be dangerous.
And in your paper, you talk about a number of obstacles that would need to be overcome for this kind of pause to work. What would you say is the most important one or two of those obstacles?
Yeah, so one is evals. So the problem is we don't have good model evaluations for all dangerous capabilities. So only a few dozen of people, maybe a handful of organizations, are able to do these evaluations because they're extremely complex. And it's like a fairly new kind of instrument. And they don't cover all the capabilities that people worry about. And even the ones that we do have, they might not be good enough. So it's like a fairly new risk assessment technique, and we're just not there yet. So kind of a lack of good, reliable evaluations is probably the main obstacle. And then another obstacle is antitrust law. So some kinds of coordination between private companies might just violate antitrust law. So, for example, if different labs probably they can't make a legal agreement in which they commit to pause, that's probably just illegal. But some of the other versions we discuss might be less problematic, like the audit version.
That was Jonas Schutt, research fellow at the Center for the Governance of AI. Marketplace Tech covered the future of life's AI pause letter extensively when it came out earlier this year. One of the many perspectives we heard came from Gary Marcus, an AI expert who signed the letter. He told my colleague Megan McCarty-Carino he hoped a hiatus would give governments and developers time to put regulatory policies in place. Without that, he warned, we could be staring down a, quote, information apocalypse. We also heard from AI skeptic Emily M. Bender, who says we're framing this debate all wrong. Concerns about a future AI-induced apocalypse are a distraction, she says, from real harms happening now, like synthetic text being mistaken for reliable information and becoming actual misinformation. We've got links to those past episodes, as well as a link to the paper Jonas Schutt co-authored at our website, marketplacetech.org. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.